the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles, God of miracles, God of
Grand earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. The seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard.
And it is. your soul.
Heal us, spirit, soul, and body in this 2021 in the name of Jesus. All things are truly working together for our good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything is responding to you in this season. In the name of Jesus, I declare where you are concerned that no evil befalls you. No plague comes near your dwelling. I declare, Name the Rosa, that doors of opportunities are open to you in this 2021. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are whole in your health. You are whole in your body. You are strengthened from within. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your eyes of understanding is enlightened. That you see, hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You conceive in your heart in the name of Jesus. And your hand handles those mighty things, those great and mighty things the Lord wants you to know and to see. In this season, I declare that you will discover what God wants you to discover. I declare that your ears will pop out and then you will hear the voice of the Spirit in this season. I declare that you will not roll with the wrong company but with the right company in the name of Jesus. I declare that things where you are, where your name is mentioned, wherever your name is mentioned, favor is accomplished in the name of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Favor is accomplished in the name of Jesus. I declare that your path is full of greatness. Your path is full of amazing surprises. Your path is full of shining in the name of Jesus. I declare that the things that you so desire, you enjoy them in this season. You enjoy them in the season. You see the manifestation, they fall upon you in the name of Jesus. I declare that everything is well with your family. Hallelujah. Oh, it's well with your parent. It's well with your wife. It's well with your husband. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your business does well in this season. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy where that business is concerned. I declare that with little effort, in the name of Jesus, you will have great gain. Kibako soko tola bakanto lebrando. I declare in the name of Jesus, with little or no labor, you would have too much of favor in the name of Jesus. Kaika lapoko enkeruko kosuko toyima rakadosha. Mandele girigadosa karagadosa. I declare that gain. You would have gain. You would have profit in the name of Jesus. You would make 100% profit all of the time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that your steps are ordered by the Lord. You go to the places where opportunities will find you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You go to places where opportunities find you. In the name of Jesus. I declare kibakuso grande le grande mandoroboso koto yagadosa lemronosa. Your eyes will find the opportunities that will outweigh 2 years before this year in the name of Jesus. 3 years before this year in the name of Jesus. 4 years past the line before this year in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the things that the Lord will begin to bring you into, you would not be able to compare it to the past years that have gone in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will not be able to compare it. You will not be able to compare the goodness of God, the kindness of God. Oh, Marika Toso Kotoya, the testimonies you would enjoy in this season, you will not be able to compare. In the name of Jesus, I declare great, great, great things are happening for you. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Great things are happening for you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. More money comes to you in this season, not because you worked hard. Oh, glory to God. Because you are favored. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because you are favored, more help comes to you, not because you're a smart guy or a smart woman, because you are a child of God. In the name of Jesus, help us rise up. Oh, Nima Rokotoya Labasa. Help us, will rise up for you in this season. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You would not lack. You would not lack. You would not lack in this season where you say there is none, you will get much more. Hallelujah. Every time you look around you, I declare you will see abundant. In the name of Jesus, your eyes of understanding is open to see in this season. You see, your steps are ordered to the right places. Right places. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, you are blessed and it cannot be reversed. Ooh, yes, 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 yes. I said you are blessed and it cannot be reversed. Yes, because you are in Christ Jesus. Oh, every man in Christ is the blessed man. Thank you, Father. Bible says the path of the just, the path of the blessed man. The path of the godly man shines. Come on now. We're going to look at that scripture as we start tonight together. But you need to know it, that my path is shining in this season. Oh, hallelujah. My path is shining in this season. My eyes are opening in this season. Things are happening for me and with me in this season. The way I've seen God. I'm about to see him in a way I've never seen him before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I declare that things are aligned around me. Hallelujah. Things are aligned. Oh, I'm aligned. I'm aligned in my destiny. I'm aligned. I'm aligned in my life. I'm aligned to where God wants me to be. I'm aligned to the goodness of God. I'm aligned to the favor of God. I'm aligned to the life of God. I'm aligned. I'm aligned, hallelujah, with my Father. I hear what he's saying. I know what he's saying. Maroko, my eyes are open to it. In the name of Jesus. Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Oh, we download the information from heaven. We see in the dark and we hear secret things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What men do not have insight concerning, what men do not know about, the Lord shows us. Glory to God. The Lord shows us. So we become genius in the hands of men. Why? Because we've got a Father. Oh, that shows us those things in the secret. Hallelujah. He shows us those things in the secret. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. I can go on and go on and on and on. But tonight I have a word for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I got a word for every one of us tonight. 2021 is a good year. I have been saying that since last year. That 2021 is a good year. All right? And not because I saw anything that was good about the year, or that I had an information, or I am holding on to any prophecy. That's not the reason. I know, because I am a child of God, that everything that concerns me is perfected. Amen. And I know that no matter how disadvantaged any year can be, it will not affect me. Glory to God. I saw the hand of God over my own life, and I saw the hand of God over a couple of people's lives. In the midst of the pandemic, I saw men wallow in wealth. Thank you, Father. In the midst of the pandemic, I saw men connected to the things they've never been connected to all their lives. All right? And the year that men says that there is a casting down, we, the children of God, says that there is a lifting up, and we were lifted up. Hallelujah. All right? So that means that it doesn't matter what the economy is saying. Because you're a child of God, that's where you are seated. Yes, that's where you're seated. Bible says you died with him. You resurrected with him. And you ascended with him. That you are seated at the right hand of authority of the Father. So that means that your economy is not the economy of this world. Your world is not the world that we live in. You are, like we have heard, that we are just strangers on the earth. We are pilgrims. Glory to God. We are just here for a while. This is not our home. So almost looking like you are borrowing the planet Earth, all right, on your way to where you're going. So I need you to know that in as much as you came here, you live here, you're born here, you need to know that you are not from here. Hallelujah. And that consciousness will keep you going. The moment you have a consciousness that tells you, I am not of this world, no matter what's happening in this world, it will not affect me. It will not affect you. The revelation of God's word is powerful when the mind of the believer is renewed. The renewal of mind in the life of a believer is what saves him. You need to be saved by what God is saying, not by what the economy is saying. The economy will see anything. The people around us will see anything. Things will happen. This is the earth. And I need you to keep reminding yourself, according to Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this world is the enemy. And as long as he remains the God of this world, there will be things that will be unpalatable. So that there is a pandemic on the planet Earth is the will of the God of this world. Are you getting me tonight? So as long as you and I are on planet Earth, bad things are bound to happen. Listen now. Yeah. Bad things are bound to happen if you are on planet Earth. The only time you can escape from every bad thing is when you and I die. And we are not dying soon. So I need you to do what? Get ready for battle. Hallelujah. Bible says that we fight the good fight of faith. How do we know it's a good fight? Because we have the victory at the end of it. Hallelujah. Jesus is our victory. He died on the cross of Calvary victoriously for us. All right? He took it all so that we can have it all. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that we can have it all. So you are here, but you must not operate like the people of this world. There is a mindset the believer must consistently guard. All right? There is a what? There is a mindset the believer must consistently guard. You must guard your thinking. You must guard yourself. All right? Romans chapter 12, I'm going to read from verse 1. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. I beseech you, members of Hearts on Fire, brethren. All right? By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You present your body, all right? A living sacrifice, a holy and an acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Look at what it says about your mind. That's your body. It says, present yourself. All right? When you present yourself, it's because you are ready. When you are not ready, you don't present you. All right, when you have to appear in a function, you have to appear ready. You have to appear prepared. So when Bible says present yourself, when Bible says make yourself a living sacrifice, that means you should be ready. A ready living. A ready life. All right, embracing the call, embracing the will, embracing the power and accepting God. All right, it says, which is your reasonable service. Your service is what you do with the presentation of the body that you have brought. Are you ready? Come on now. Are you ready for 2021? Did you come into this year, 2021, ready? Or you came still looking backward at 2020, telling yourself some things didn't go right. So you are regretting. You are in pain. And you are still not seeing the wounds of yesterday. Is that how you came into 2021? Then you are not ready. Hallelujah. You're not ready. Your presentation has to show readiness of what is next. What's in front of me? What does he want me to do? How does he want me to go? Let me say something to you. You did not bring yourself into 2021. He brought you here. You did not appear on the earth because your parents met together. It could have been another egg that could have formed, not you. God brought you here. You are here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. You're here to accomplish. Listen to me, child of God. You didn't come here to waste your time. So every year, every calendar year must not meet you unprepared. You must not start the year like you don't know what you are all about. You must start the year prepared. Even physically, if it doesn't look as if you are prepared, just appear and show up. That's what we're talking about here. You need to show up. Show up for the glory. Show up for his instruction. Show up. Show up. Prepared in your heart that, Lord, everything might not look all right, but I'm here for you anyway. You've got to show up. You can't be late for this party. Glory to God. There's a party going on. You can't be late. You can't be late. The agenda of the enemy is to have us all defeated. So you cannot now see a defeat and you now sit in defeat and tell yourself, this is not going well. What you are doing is that you are giving glory to the enemy. Listen to me. We do not live by the things that we see. Yeah. Because that the things that we see are temporary. That's what the Bible tells us. We're going to read that also in a minute. All right, but the things that we do not see, glory to God, they are permanent. And that's where you need to say, you need to confess those things. Use your mouth to bring those things out. Bible tells us about Genesis, the way God created the heavens and the earth. Bible says that God said, and it was. He kept on saying, and he was saying it. You and I must learn from our Father. You and I must learn. How do we learn? We learn by saying what our Father says we should say, and listen, you're going to see what you say. So if you keep saying that you're not okay, you will not be okay. It's not a curse, it's what you're saying. It will come to pass. You are a blessing. All right? Once a man gives his life to Christ, so many things have changed, including the utterance of his mouth. He now sits. Come on now. He now sits with his Father, declaring and decreeing a thing. Whether he means it or not, he has said it. Have you seen a king joking? Have you seen a king joking and saying, I want the armies to go to war now? It's just... Immediately he says it. Nobody wants to hear it. I'm joking. The armies rise up immediately and they start, and they start getting ready. Why? Because the king has spoken. The question I want to ask you tonight is, what kind of a king are you? Are your words real to you? Are the words from your mouth what you want to see? Are they the things you are experiencing and yet you have amplified it the more? Or you're seeing the things you are experiencing and you are countering it with the word of God, telling yourself, this is what I want. So it's against what I see. So I keep saying what I want until what I see begins to change to what I want. Hallelujah. There must be a place for that in your life. You can't sit down and tell yourself, this is how what's been happening to me. And then you sit there. Listen, money can come from anywhere. If it's about money, it can come from anywhere. God has shown us. It can come from anywhere. Anywhere. that your mind is not even connected to. Favor can reach you in any place of this world. You don't need to be connected to be favored. Ha! Kale mokoto. I said you don't need to be favored. You don't need to find any connection to be favored. You don't need it. What you need is the favor of God. And you have it. Why? Because the moment Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, the inheritance is in Christ Jesus. Favor is one of it. We are favored children of God. And Bible says we are surrounded by favor. Hallelujah. We are surrounded. So the question is, why am I not experiencing it? Because you are not activating it with your mouth. Say what you want, not what you are experiencing. What you are experiencing is what you see. Stop saying those things. If you don't like it, but you are seeing it, change it. Hallelujah. Part of the ways that we conform to the things of the world is by saying the things that we see. This world is full of visuals. But the realm of the spirit, you don't see it physically, but you know that it's present. There is a knowing. Did you see Jesus to accept him as the Lord and personal Savior? But you know, because you read about him, you heard about him, you got an impartation from him. Those things are not what you see in the physical, but they are what you see in the spiritual. You believed it. So why would you go through things and the next thing that comes out of your mouth is the things you're going through and then you still affirm? Every time you open your mouth, you affirm something. Either you're affirming positive or you're affirming negative. You are doing something. 2021 must be a different year, like I said before. It must be a different way. You cannot conform. Verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world. Do not participate in the spirit of this world. Do not say what the world is saying. Do not want to blend and get missing in the bid of trying to trend. You can't do worldly things and expect to be spiritual. You can't say the things as long as what you are seeing is not what you want and it's not looking at what God has blessed you with. That tells you that something else is in operation, and you must not say what is in operation. You must not give you must not affirm those things. Affirming lack. He's giving glory to the enemy. Affirming sickness. I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm sick. He's giving glory to the enemy. Affirming disappointment on a consistent basis. He's giving glory to the enemy. That's the things that he wants. And if you're experiencing it, you need to change it. The enemy knows you have power. Listen to me. He knows who defeated him from the beginning, and he knows that you are the offshoot, you are the offspring of the same person that defeated him. If you know who you are, he will run. Bible says he flees. He flees. Child of God, your mentality for 2021 has got to change. What I don't want, I don't have. Come on now. I say what I don't want, I would not have. Enough is enough. My days of ignorance are gone. They are behind me. I stand in the promises. I stand in the inheritances that belong to me in Christ Jesus. And I command the wealth, the riches, the help, the blessing, the love, the joy. I command all of those things in my way. My 2021 is good. It's not because man said it. It's because he died. In the first place, he died for me. He died for my well-being. He died for my perfection. See, listen, you are being perfected in Christ. Doesn't mean you are not perfect. You are perfect in the spirit. But the more you discover you, the better you begin to learn about your perfection. I begin to walk in it. When God made you, He completed what He made. He didn't make you half. And then as you came on planet Earth, they now added to you. No, God made you from the very first day that seed, you know, that the egg and the sperm met together. The formation had begun before that time. You existed before that. You were a finished and a perfected man in Christ Jesus, or woman. Everything He put on your inside is so that you can function greatly. There is greatness on your inside. There is strength on your inside. You can go all the way. Yeah, you can. You can do the impossible. The things that men say is not possible, when you get there, you can. All you need to do is allow the Holy Ghost speak through you, speak for you, speak in you. You are supernatural. You are not normal. I keep saying that. You are not a normal being. You are a supernatural being. You must live supernatural. You must see yourself supernatural. You must wake up to the supernatural ability on your inside. You can lay your hands upon the sick. Not everybody can do that. You can. And the sick will be well. Listen, every time you see what God is doing around you, tell yourself, I can. Because you can. You just need to give attention to it, and you will. 2021 is a good year. We are not going to conform to the evils of this world by agreeing with the things that we see. We are going to import from heaven. We're going to download from heaven what God wants to do upon the earth, and what we want that we have seen in the scriptures that we want to begin to voice out in our lives. The enemy's power lies in stealing. The enemy's power lies in killing. The enemy's power lies in destroying. We would not allow any of that. No more stealing of your money. No more stealing of your happiness. No more stealing of your health. No more stealing of your children. No more stealing of your welfare. No more stealing. You will not allow it. You must be the gatekeeper of your life. Hallelujah. You must be the gatekeeper by reinforcing what God has done for you. This is the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. You must enforce the victory. Stop looking at where you are. Stop looking at the things that you're experiencing. Begin to change them every day. Wake up. Say what you want in Christ Jesus. Get a scripture. Put it together. All right? Make that your confession. You read. You take it from Genesis, from Luke, from Mark, from Revelation. Put all the scriptures together. Read them one after the other every day as you wake up. Let them become a memory verse as you're going on in your day, as you're being free on your own. Rather than sit down with your phone and you're online and just wasting your time, let the scriptures roll. Speak the scriptures from your mouth. Tell yourself, the more you do that, the more confidence will rise on your inside. The more confidence will rise on your inside. There might be things you and I are afraid of, but we need to start working against fear. Fear is not a fruit of the spirit. It is one of the ways the enemy uses, all right, to defeat a believer. Everywhere you have fears, you need to defeat your fears this year. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I cast every fear away from you. I speak faith to you right now, even right now that I speak to you this evening. I speak faith to you. I declare that faith rises up in your heart in the name of Jesus. I declare that you tell yourself, I can take the mountains before me. And I declare that your brain is open for ideas. Hallelujah. I declare that you just know what to do. Even as I speak to you tonight, I declare that solutions come to you. I declare that your phone rings for good news. I declare that you are ease. There's relief on your inside. I declare that you go to the right places where you are needed the most. Bible says it orders the steps of the righteous. Your steps are ordered.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Tonight, I came to speak to you. Get ready. Be ready. Stand ready. Talk ready. Ready. Be ready. Be ready. What is in front of us is beautiful. You cannot quit now. You cannot run into the world and begin to partake of all. If you did that in 2020, you can't do that in 2021. Because what we see, what I see in front of us is beautiful. God just needs you and I to cooperate with him. But what is in front of us is beautiful. Sometimes one of the things I found out in life is that by ourselves, we set ourselves 10 years backward. Yeah, sometimes we do that. We set the plan of God for our lives. Sometimes we set those plans backward. Sometimes you set it ahead. But why don't you walk in that perfect timing? Why don't you walk in that perfect path that God has created for you and I? Hallelujah. Let's read some scriptures. Oh, Maraba Superegedosa. Look at Psalm 16. I want you to see something there. All right? I'd like you to see something in Psalm 16. Let your heart burn tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the eyes of your heart be opened tonight in the name of Jesus. Look at verse 7, Psalm 16, verse 7. It says, I will bless the Lord who has given me. Did you just see that? It says, I will bless the Lord who has given me. What? What did the Lord give you? He gave you counsel. That means that you are not without a counselor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not without a counselor. The Holy Spirit, according to Amplified, you know, helps us break down the work of the Holy Spirit. And it tells us that he is a counselor. He's an advocator. He's an intercessor. He's an helper. He gave us all the meanings, all the functions of the Holy Spirit. But Bible says here in Psalm 16, he says, I bless the Lord who has given me. He has given you because he's your counselor. What does that mean? That means that he counsels you. That means that you also need to carry yourself to the Lord for counsel. A lot of times we go to meet other people to tell us what to do. In 2021, don't do it. Talk to God first and let God lead you to people. Don't go and meet people and then you are now at the bus stop of nowhere to go. You now think of God. That should not be the right attitude. It should be the other way. God will tell you the right sets of people to meet. He will lead you in the right path that you should go. He will open the doors of opportunities for you. He will open your eyes to see what you are not seeing. That's what he will do. That's what he has done. So he says here, he says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. It says, I have set the Lord always before me. Are you hearing what I'm talking about tonight? The first one is that he's your counselor. The second one is that you put him before you. Not man, not spouse, not family. God first. Every other thing will follow. You put God before you. You put God before you. I know of a very wealthy man who every time he needs ideas or he needs to talk to God, he goes into the woods. And all he does is, he says, Lord, show me. Lord, teach me. Lord, speak to me. That's how he got his wealth. He's one of the wealthiest men on earth today. I think that's Rocky D. Fella or something. These people, even this Itri, I think Chicken Republic or something, or Chicken Fella or something like that. One of his secrets, one of the things he said is that, I never miss Bible study. I never miss it. This man that we see out there with all the wealth, most of them will tell you, God gave me this wealth. I mean, the one that is so known to me is Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland did not do anything to be wealthy. He's a very rich man. And tell me how he got his wealth. God asked him to buy a particular land. And he didn't have the money, so he wasn't even thinking about buying a land. But the Lord kept on telling him, go and buy the land, until somehow his eyes of understanding was enlightened. He saw the land and then he decided to buy the land. Not like he needed it, but just, okay, let me just buy it. It's an opportunity. So he bought the land. After he bought the land, the government of the United States found out that there was oil in the land that he bought. They did not take the land from him. He has already bought it. The land belongs to him. So what they do is they drill oil from that land and they give him money for drilling oil. Tell me, when they are drilling oil in Nigeria, you and I know the kind of billions and kind of money that comes out of it. How much more when you are paying in dollars? God blesses his own people. God shows people wealth. He opens their eyes to see. Bible says that he's the one that giveth us. He's the one that giveth us that wealth. He's the one. Let's read the scripture so you can see it for yourself. He's the one. God is the one that gives you that wealth. It says in verse, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, it says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get that wealth. He's the one. So you go up and down chasing every other thing, you forget the one that can give you the wealth. Hallelujah. Woo! Last 2 years, the Lord led me into a business that I did. And the truth is that for 2 years down the line in the business, there really was not so much of a significant difference in the gain. But last year, during the pandemic, you know when God pays you in arrears and pays you in the future? Hallelujah. That was exactly what the business did for me. It was very profiting in the midst of the pandemic. That was what God did. Man didn't do that. The two businesses I got into this year, the kind of gain I got on them, it was 100%. I'm sorry to say. It was 100% gain. The money of the capital was doubled. That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. God does more than that. Chasing everything except God is an anomaly. God first, every other thing will follow. All right? So I need you to know that this year is truly a good year. And you need to start the year ready for opportunities. I'm ready for another big money making this year. I'm ready for every instruction. Because the truth is that we are talking about the testimony of the fact that you followed an instruction. Don't forget. If you don't follow an instruction, you cannot get the testimony. And that's how God wants you to have testimony. He wants you to hear so that you can get what he's saying. In you getting what he's saying, you will testify. So your ears have to be opened this year. Your eyes have to be opened this year. Your heart has to be ready this year. You need to be prepared this year. Your feet has to be ready this year. You have to be at the right place at the right time with the right set of people doing the right things that you need to do. You need to be there this year. It's a new year. It's a what? It's a new year. So let's go back to where we're coming from. Psalm 16. It's a new year. And I need you to know that God has started business already with people. God has done what? Started business with people. I have a senior colleague, friend, who got told to resign from the job, you know. And of course, there was a lot of struggle of not wanting to resign the job. Eventually, she did. And last week, she was telling me about the first contract she got from one of the senators. And what was it? They said she should go and do shopping. And she made up they gave her a list of what she was going to buy. And then, you know, she started buying. As in, she was buying and buying and buying. She got there. They were too impressed. They said the things that she bought were good. And then some of them were too much. She said, no problem. And they told her to make her invoice that they were going to pay. I mean, she was talking about some millions of naira. Just last week or thereabouts. I need you to know that God has started with us. The month shouldn't end before you say, this month has gone again. Don't talk like that. Talk from the angle of every month is to my favor. Hallelujah. Every month is to my favor. Every month, things are happening for me. Every month, someone remembers me to do me good. Every month, I walk in the consciousness of the opportunities that God has opened doors for me to enter. Every month, I'm blessed. And because I am blessed, every effect is same. The blessed man must have testimonies. Listen, child of God. I said the blessed man or the blessed woman always have testimonies. We are fruits of that blessings. Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and hideth no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord is upon you and I to make us rich, to make us prosperous, to make us encounter God. Now, the kind of blessing I'm talking about that makes rich is not just monetary wealth. It's all round blessing. You cannot have money and then use your money to now be giving doctors, to be paying bills that doesn't concern you because you got into trouble. That's not the kind of wealth I'm talking about. I'm talking about the blessing of the Lord, all round favor. Your children are doing well. Your home is well. There is food. You talk it into action. Talk your life to move forward. Talk the opportunities that is open to you. Talk them till you see it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I'm going to stop here tonight. I'm excited we can do this together, and I'm excited about what God is showing me. I'm going to continue from here. There's a lot to say about what I started tonight. There's a lot to say about it. I'm going to continue from here next week. But between now and next week, I need you to tell yourself, I am ready. Hallelujah. I am ready. I come against every plan of the enemy, every strategy, every fulfillment that it gives the enemy that my life is defeated. I come against those thoughts. I declare that all things work for me. Oh, because I am the blessed. Go ahead and declare, I am the blessed. I am the blessed man. I am the blessed woman. So everything is working together for me. The things that are not working, I call you to walk right now. Yes, I call you to do what? To walk right now. You are walking. You have to walk. The things that are not enough, I call you to become plenty now. The things that have gone into lack, I ask for plenty. I supply the plenty right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that your eyes are open to see. You are open. The Lord speaks to you. You hear him. Your feet are led to the right places. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Led to the right places. I speak the favor of God over you. I declare it activated. I speak the kindness of God over you. I declare it activated.
I declare that men will see you and want to favor you by all means. They don't need to know you. Yes. Strangers will favor you in this season. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the things you have done that the enemy brings to your remembrance and tell you this is the reason why things are not working, I stop those thoughts from tonight. In the name of Jesus, you will sleep well. Hallelujah. You will sleep well. I speak the peace of God that passeth all understanding to your heart. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are peaceful. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are at rest in this season. You are at rest. You are at rest. Every effort is not in vain. In the name of Jesus, no effort is in vain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With little effort, you will see so much in it. With little effort, you will enjoy so much favor. With little effort, I declare that you will enjoy so much happiness, so much joy to the glory of God. In this season, you will say, because I am a child of God, all of these things are working. Not because I am a hard worker. Not because I pray too much. Not because I fast. No, all of those things are not the reason. Why? Because when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for you, you did not exist to pray or to fast. He did it without your consent. And that's the reason why, because he did that, the blessing of God is upon you. Hallelujah. And the blessing of God makes. I said the blessing of God makes. You are in a process. It's a making. You are being made. All right? You are not a self-made man. You are a God-made man. Hallelujah. Listen to what I'm saying tonight. God made you. God made you. God made you. You are not self-made. God made you. No matter the wealth that you have, no matter what you think you have, go ahead and tell yourself, God made me. When you stand in the public tomorrow with all the half-lengths, with all the beauty, with all the joy, with all everything, say right there, God made you. So start saying it now. God made me. He made me become. Because of the blessing over my life. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. 247. Come on, church. I said I'm blessed. Go ahead, declare. You are blessed. 247, every day of your life, wake up in the morning, jump from your bed and say, I'm a blessed woman today. I'm a blessed man today. Only good things happen to the blessed. Hallelujah. Only good things happen to the blessed. Only rewarding things happen to the blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I enjoy the inheritances in Christ Jesus. The reason why Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. Oh, I enjoy it all. Glory to God. I enjoy it all. I would not allow the thief to steal my happiness, my joy. What I want, I get. Hallelujah. I love you guys. I believe you are charged up for a new week. You are charged up to end this month gloriously. However, how you started this month is no longer important. From tonight, things are changing. Your mindset has got to change. Yes, your mindset has got to change. You have to rise up on your inside and tell yourself, I am a God-made woman. I'm a God-made man. Everything has to work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for tonight. Thank you for your word that comes expressly to us. Thank you, Father. We are blessed. We are blessed. And we cannot be denied. Hallelujah. Love you guys. I appreciate every one of you. I still want my assignment submitted this weekend. I noticed a lot of us have not submitted. And for those that have submitted, I haven't marked them or better still got them back to you because I'm expecting everybody's own to come in. So I just mark together. Please make sure you submit this weekend and not Sunday. Tomorrow is a good time to submit, okay? Expecting it all. Love you guys. Have a great night. Love you, love you, love you.
Coming out of my comfort zone, some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone. I must do what I have not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone. I must do what I'm not done. No. To walk into my destiny.
God is
challenging me. To go where I've not been.
God is moving.
And for the rest of my life, I'll say yes.
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 Yes. I'm coming out of my trust and be me, for to go where I'm not gone. I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling me
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I'm not gone.
God is moving,
and for the rest of my